From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Nepal in mourning following Saturday's earthquake that killed nearly 5,000 people. As the earthquake death toll approaches 5,000, Nepal is observing 3 days of national mourning for victims of Saturday's devastating 7.8 magnitude quake. Some 9,000 others are injured, with casualties expected to rise as workers clear rubble and access more remote areas. Dr. Richard Brennan of the World Health Organization is concerned about the potential for widespread health problems.
We're obviously concerned about the potential spread of infectious disease and are taking measures to address that. We have to make sure that women who continue to give birth have access to obstetric services, and we'll be looking at the other longer-term health issues such as psychosocial and impact on access to care for chronic medicines over time.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Kathmandu, James Moriarty, told VOA via Skype that developing a credible relief response is a race against time.
You've got people living, many of them living 3 to 4 days from the nearest road. They're racing against time. You've got 5 to 6 weeks before the monsoons start. And if you don't have reliable shelter and reliable food chains set up by then, Nepal's going to have a real mess on its hands.
Heavy rains are hampering aid trucks from reaching some of the worst affected areas. Helicopters have also been unable to land, leaving many stranded and in need of aid. Human Rights Watch says Sudanese security forces arrested dozens of opposition party members, students, and political activists leading up to, during, and after this month's national elections. In some cases, they were beaten. The rights group says many of the detainees face serious charges, some that carry the death penalty. President Omar al-Bashir won re-election to another 5-year term in office. This is VOA News. Indonesian media say that 7 foreigners and an Indonesian man convicted of drug trafficking were executed early Tuesday over fierce protests from international rights groups and world leaders, including Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
These executions are both cruel and unnecessary. Cruel because both Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran spend some decade in jail before being executed, and unnecessary because both of these young Australians were fully rehabilitated while in prison.
The 8 were put to death by firing squad. The foreigners included 4 people from Africa, 2 from Australia, 1 from Brazil. There was no immediate official confirmation the executions had taken place. But Indonesia's Attorney General said the execution of a Philippine woman on death row for drug trafficking was delayed before it was to take place. The U.S. said Iranian naval ships and patrol craft fired shots across the bridge of a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo vessel in the Strait of Hormuz in Iranian territorial waters. A senior U.S. official said the container ship, the MV Maersk Tigris, was transiting the strait into the Arabian Gulf on an internationally recognized maritime route. Iran has yet to make an official announcement, but Iran's Fars News Agency quotes informed sources saying the Iranian maritime authorities requested the interception, indicating monetary differences with the ship's owner. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is sending a special envoy to Burundi, where the president's decision to run for a third term has sparked violent street protests. Opposition member and presidential candidate Agathon Rwasa says he hopes the protests will be short-lived and called on the president to reflect on how to defuse the situation.
There is no room for the violation of the Constitution and other regulations, because if we commit to build up Burundi on the principles of the state of law, we have first to respect the Constitution and other regulations.
At least 5 have died this week in clashes between police and protesters. The protests began a day after the ruling party nominated President Pierre Nkurunziza to a third term. Critics say a third term violates the Constitution. The election scheduled June 26th. An unmanned supply ship supposed to be headed to the International Space Station is spinning out of control after taking off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. The U.S. space agency NASA says flight controllers lost contact with the ship shortly after it separated from the Soyuz booster rocket. Police in the U.S. eastern city of Baltimore say the Maryland city was stable overnight Wednesday as authorities enforced a curfew a day after riots over the death of a young black man in police custody. Police briefly confronted a crowd that threw bottles and jeered late Tuesday. Baltimore still is under a state of emergency. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.